The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced the recall by Big Blue Fisheries on September 30th. It covers all vacuum-packed smoked fish produced by Big Blue for the last 2 years. Greg Johnstone, the environmental health officer with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, inspected Big Blue on September 20th and discovered that a recording graph on Big Blue's smoker was not working.
On a commercial smoker, there needs to be a chart recorder that records the temperature of the fish in the smoker in on a continuous recording graph. And for smoked fish here in Alaska, well, throughout the U.S., it needs to reach an internal temperature of 145 degrees for at least 30 minutes. And there has to be a continuous record of that. Big Blue Fisheries chart recorder was broken, and they hadn't been keeping records as they were required.
Mike Keating with Big Blue says his company cooperated with the DEC and the FDA, which distributed the recall notice nationwide. Keating says he destroyed about $20,000 worth of product with the DEC standing by. He's used his invoicing records to notify customers of the recall directly. Keating stresses that no dangerous bacteria was discovered in any of his company's product, and given the 2-year extent of the recall, it's likely that much of the product is not around anyway. Greg Johnstone with the DEC says this is probably the case.
The likelihood that they'll recover much of the smoked product is pretty slight because it probably will have been eaten.
Mike Keating says he'll replace or refund any product returned to him in Sitka. He says he's already spoken with some customers who prefer to keep their fish despite the recall. He thinks the DEC and the FDA have blown the issue out of proportion. Keating owns several businesses, including Big Blue Charters and the Cascade Inn and a boat building company in Washington. He's fired the manager who failed to repair the chart recorder, which would have cost about $600 to fix. He plans to keep a closer eye on operations in the future. Greg Johnstone, who oversees compliance for all state-licensed food businesses in Sitka, including restaurants, says he's not had a recall of this scale in 8 years. He says most people keep pretty good records. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.